Welcome back. We trust the Lord is ready. Opening your eyes with this sweet wine is given to us. Wow. The first pool, signs and wonders, miracles. The second pool, the discernments. Then the third pool that calls you and I, the bride of Christ, is the revelation of the word of God. Beautifully placed, sir. And I asked the question whether there was going to be a fourth pool, and the pastor answered, well, sir, in your teaching, you were speaking of the corn plant growth in Mark chapter 4, verse 26.
You will see that fourth activity there.
Okay.
In that corn plant.
Okay.
Mark, but what's your question?
Yes, because you've been pointing out three pools only, and we saw four
stages there.
Four stages.
Yes.
There, so
let's go to your point of reference.
Okay, Mark 4.
Yes.
Mark chapter 4, from verse 26 to 29.
Yes.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground,
yes,
and should sleep and rise night and day,
uh-huh,
and the seed should spring and grow up,
uh-huh,
he knoweth not how.
Mm-hmm.
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself,
mm-hmm,
first the blade,
yes,
then the ear, mm-hmm, after that the full corn in the ear.
Uh-huh.
But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in a sickle.
That's right.
Because the harvest is come.
Yes. But you see, say, when the fruit is brought forth, that is the fourth stage.
Yes, sir.
Now, You notice, let's pick it from here, because I said this parable is a picture of the salvation process from the day of Pentecost till the stage we are in now.
Yes, sir.
Note that in John chapter 12, verse 23, in fact, let's read it all.
John chapter 12.
Up to verse, maybe verse 33. Let's take a reading.
All right. John 12 from verse 23.
Yes.
And Jesus answered them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone.
Except a corn of wheat is planted on the ground, it is a natural law. That seed that you planted there dies, but there is a life that is in it.
But if he die, he bringeth forth much fruit.
Yes.
He that loveth his life shall lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it, mm-hmm, unto life eternal.
That is, you allow your old self to die,
die,
even as an individual.
Mm.
So, concerning the church, corporate, God is going to allow that. You know, the mystery is deep.
Hallelujah.
Satan, we think, is defeating God.
Mm.
Just like when a Christian gives his life to Christ, and then you begin to face problem, and unknown to them, it is a purification process.
Mm.
You know, I remember when we were in the military, the day you are reporting as a cadet, even from the Nigerian military school, where the first military institution I attended, the first day you are reporting, you know, you are coming in as a complete civilian, where you argue instructions, you reason instruction, where you don't even completely accept authority. So when you come, order has to be shaken out of you. That is until they call it removing civilian mentality. The process you go through is almost like dehumanization. They will dehumanize you so that you are in an estate where when they say, hey, die, you go and die. No argument. Obey before complain. And it's a process to achieve something. So also God allows trial, temptation to purify a believer. So also God also allow this
the church to die.
You know, to fulfill that purpose. Then the life that is in that seed begin to grow. That is the pool.
Amen. So, sir, the question still stands. Why three pools when Mark 4, 26 to 29 speaks of four stages?
But I hope you understand the three stages first before we go to the fourth one.
Okay.
Because these are stages that seed that died, planted on the ground, and dies. When the life that is in it begin to come forth, this is why you Christians should understand the mystery. It is divine agenda. So that you will know why the rapture has not taken place.
Amen.
Because the farmer is going to harvest what he planted.
Hallelujah.
Now he planted a complete seed. And what is going to harvest must be the same seed that he planted. This time more in number. So the same thing also. The church died. The church was planted on the day of Pentecost. That is what we see in the parable that Christ was trying to explain the process the church will go through, that Mark chapter 4, 26 parable. The church, the process of that seed formation will go through visibly, you will see three stages. But there is also a fourth stage. The first stage is the blade that shoots out.
That's right.
It is a carrier of the seed. The next stage is what?
The ear.
The ear. It is a carrier of the seed. The life that is being restored. Then the next one is what?
The full corn.
The full corn in the ear. It is talking about the three stages, the three works of grace. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. And we saw this revival, history tells us now. We all know that Luther's revival was for the restoration of that first work of the grace. Bleed.
Yes, sir.
Which is justification. And the second stage is
sanctification.
Which is that ear.
Yes, sir.
John Wesley. Everybody knows it was John Wesley. And for the sake of the end-time message believers who always are confused about who God used, now this is what William Branham himself told us.
A quote.
Now this quote is from a message that he preached in 1965. He titled it, God's Only Provided Place of Worship. Now, and I quote in one of the paragraphs there, he said, now the Pentecostals, that brother, one, I believe is one of his eyes was out, a colored brother, we all know he's referring to William Seymour. He said, a colored brother who really started the Pentecostal message in California, old Azusa Street. He said, he was laughed at, and because he was a Negro, he was made fun of, but he brought a message for that age.
Hallelujah.
This is William Brown speaking.
Amen.
Just a little body, a fellow, could hardly sign his own name, but the Lord had revealed to him that this was the age for the restoration of those gifts.
Amen.
And they come.
Hallelujah.
No matter what he said, it come. But everybody got in the atmosphere of it and seen it was that age, and seeing God vindicated that those people could speak with tongues and so forth, it happened. But then, when he went and pinned it down that this is the only evidence that that killed it, see? God's right on, see? That did it. Then they started separating this, that, and making denominations, and one is coming on a cloud, and the other one's coming in the bush. Oh my dear, it goes, unquote. So, even William Branham, whom you people say is the Laodicean Church age messenger, no, scripturally placing, he himself recognized that Martin Luther was for justification.
Amen.
Sanctification was John Wesley, and the restoration of the gifts, baptism of the Holy Ghost, back to the church was William Seymour.
That's right.
In Azusa Street in 1906.
Amen.
So a lot of them accuse me that I am replacing William Branham with William Seymour. I'm talking Bible, they are talking their idolatry. Don't understand what they are. No. A lot of people that no matter how you show them Bible, see and show the historical facts, they want to believe what they want to believe. But whatever it is, the elect are moving on in the trail of revelation.
Hallelujah.
So now you discover that when the third work of grace, now It is the third work of grace, which is the third pull, pulling out the bride, the process of pulling us from earth to glory, the church setting, their divine agenda. Now we are in that third work of grace. Now take note, this stage, that's why you see the fourth stage.
Okay.
It is only in this third stage that another ministry begins to work. And it is the ministry of separation. Because in Matthew 13 verse 47. Yes.
Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net.
Yes.
That was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind.
Yes.
Which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away.
So you can see it's separation. You can see it's separation. That is the ministry for perfection.
So it's right to say the fourth stage is of the third.
The third stage, the fourth stage is of the third. That is grammar. Yes. you're very correct. Because remember that in verse 30.
Yes, sir.
Of Matthew 13.
Matthew 13 verse 30 says, let both grow together until the harvest.
Yes.
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
Now, I want to stress something here for the purpose of this program, the Rapture Watch.
Yes, sir.
You see, the picture of salvation is given when you see the types and the antitypes.
Hallelujah.
When you see the shadows. It makes you understand exactly what God is doing. No story in the Bible is for entertainment or for history purpose.
Amen.
It is to teach us something about salvation, including the book of Ruth, including the story of Joseph. Of course, the whole story, the whole God moving with Israel generally, you know, gives a picture of how he will move with the church.
Hallelujah.
And so, when you come to the book of Esther, now, you will notice that the story is centered on certain characters there. One, the King Ahasuerus.
Yes, sir.
The king made a feast and brought his wife,
Vashti.
Invited Vashti, the queen. She turned it down. And so she was rejected. And she has to be replaced. That is the complete story of redemption.
Amen.
He came to his own received him not. Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 13 made that statement. The gospel was meant for you, but since you count yourself unworthy,
we turn
to the Gentiles. Maybe let's read it for the purpose of this program. Yes.
Acts chapter 13.
Yes.
From verse 44.
Read it.
And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God.
Yes.
But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to
you. That is why I am going to, yes.
But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles.
That is the story of King Ahasuerus and Queen Vashti. And so you see that we're talking about the pool.
Hallelujah.
We all know that Esther, a slave, became the queen.
Queen. Amen.
Replacing
Vashti.
Vashti. Now, the process whereby Esther was pulled from her father's house to the palace is the story of redemption, the Gentile church. You see that pool process there. Salvation is a process. That is what we like to let people understand.
Amen.
Now you discover that in the court of Ahasuerus, there are two different sets of seven chamberlains.
Amen and amen.
Now, the first one is in chapter 1, verses 10 to 7.
Okay. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Meuman, Bista, Abuna, Bikta, and Abakta, Zeta, and carcass, mm-hmm. the seven chamberlains that served in the presence of Ahasuerus the king.
Now, in chapter, that's in chapter 1, verse 13.
Verse 13.
Yes.
Then the king said to the wise men,
yes.
which knew the times,
uh-huh.
for so was the king's manner toward uh-huh. all that knew law and judgment.
Yes.
And the next unto him was Kashina,
one,
Shita,
two,
Admata,
three,
Tarshish,
four,
Meres,
five,
Masena,
six,
Memucan,
uh-huh.
the seven princes of Persia and Media.
Uh-huh. And others, which did what?
Which saw the king's face and which sat the first in the kingdom.
So this is a second set.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you notice that in chapter 2,
mm.
there is, in verse 8 and verse 9, there is another chamberlain, different from the seven chamberlains. Go on.
So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard,
yes.
and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace,
yes.
to the custody of Agai,
uh-huh. that's another chamberlain,
that Esther was brought also unto the king's house, uh-huh. to the custody of Agai, keeper of the women.
So there is this particular chamberlain, is a keeper of the women.
Mm.
And then, if you go to that same chapter 2, verse 12, from verse 12,
now
there's another one there.
Now, when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus,
yes.
after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women,
yes.
for so were the days of their purifications uh-huh. accomplished,
uh-huh.
to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh,
uh-huh.
and 6 months with sweet odors,
uh-huh.
and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden unto the king, whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her
uh-huh.
out of the house of the women
yes.
unto the king's house. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned into the second house of the women
mm-hmm.
to the custody of Shaashgaz.
Custody of who?
Shaashgaz.
Custody of Shaashgaz.
Amen.
Now, who is he?
The king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines.
Now, the king also has the concubines.
Mm.
Why he also has a queen?
Mm-hmm.
There are two different women, groups of women relating to him.
Hallelujah.
Now, I made you to read this so that I can paraphrase the story mm. and a critic like you can catch the picture. Because we talk about separation.
Mm.
Now, the news went out, the decree went out for a replacement of Vashti. So the gospel went. And everybody, you want to be a queen, you want to be in the palace of King Jesus.
Mm.
Okay, come. So the gospel goes ahead. I am married to Jesus, Satan, leave me. Everybody, every church. The Bible said the maidens, all the maidens in the empire, they all came out. Everyone desiring to be there. So that you'll understand why God permitted, even gives names to ministries.
Mm.
I want to start ministry and I went to the mountain. The Lord said, the name of the ministry should be Jesus David Ministries. And then and then I used to fight it before until I caught this revelation.
Mm.
No, God gives because each ministry, each church is a maiden.
Mm.
Redeemed Ooh. Is a maiden.
I hear you, sir.
Catholic Church is a maiden.
Mm.
Baptists, name all of them.
ELCC,
Bride Assembly,
mm.
Choosing, Assemblies of God, Anglican, Presbyterian, Sele, all of them, Aladura,
mm.
redeemed, all. Four Square, name your own church, is a maiden. They all came to Jesus. Come
yeah.
to me, all mm. you that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. But there's a process before you become a queen,
Alleluia,
to qualify
amen.
You for a queen.
Mm.
Now, all these seven chamberlains have gone out with the gospel everywhere. Now, the first set of chamberlains, when they come, that is the pool,
mm.
to the third pool, that is the seven church ages, the seven chamberlains, the seven church ages. Just before the rapture, there is a move of God.
Mm.
That move of God is what we see in the seventh parable, which mm. is the seventh church age,
Hallelujah.
Where we just read.
Yes, sir.
Now, the fishing net gathers all kinds, but there must be separation.
Mm.
That is why you say that when the fruit
is brought forth,
mm. when the fruit Oh, glory be to God.
Mark 4:29. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately yes. he put it in the sickle.
So there will be a fruit producing, perfecting ministry.
Mm.
You cannot go to the queen anyhow. In the process of you coming up from the earth, coming up from the water, coming out from the dark ages, coming out during the Reformation, you pick one funny doctrine or the other. You reject one doctrine or the other. There has to be a ministry that will bring up all the loose ends of all that was lost during the dark ages.
Hallelujah.
And the person that God used to spearhead, that I say spearhead it, because the perfecting ministry is the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
It is specifically written. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
Verse 12 of Ephesians 4.
For the perfecting of the saints.
For what again?
For the work of the ministry.
For what again?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
The body of Christ. Till
we all come in the unity of the faith.
Thank you.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Now that is it. Until we all come complete, because that is our destiny.
Hmm.
For now, we don't even have the knowledge of the Son of God. Some say he's a second person in the Trinity. Some say he is a God Almighty. Some say some even say Yeshua. That name is wrong. You should call this one, call this. All manner of things. You would need to be perfected. You will get to the king palace and not know how the king looks like.
Mm.
And so that is what that Haggai, the keeper of the women.
Sir, let me see if I'm very much in line. So are you saying that this event, this Haggai coming in, is an end time event?
It is only an end time event because it is from there to
the
palace.
Hmm. So it's concerning the bride.
It is now. That is where we are.
And that's
everybody knows that this is the end time.
And that's a type of the separation ministry.
And that is the separation ministry.
Matthew 13:47.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
That is the separation ministry that we see there. Both where Christ spoke of it in a parable in verse 30, Matthew 13, and also
verse 47.
Even in verse 36.
36.
Yes.
Okay. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house.
Yes.
And disciples came unto him, saying, yes. Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
What did he say?
He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man.
You see, and when did he sow it? It's on the day of Pentecost. Yes.
The field is the world.
Yes.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
But the tares are the children of the wicked.
These children of the kingdom are the elect. Because he has known them from the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah. Eh? The enemy that sold them is the devil.
The tares is who?
The tares are the children of the wicked one.
Uh-huh.
The enemy that sold them is the devil.
Uh-huh.
The harvest is the end of the world.
Uh-huh. Are we not the end now?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
And the reapers are the angels.
Uh-huh.
As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire,
yes.
so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels. And they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, uh-huh. and them which do iniquity,
mm-hmm.
and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Okay.
Mm.
And you discover that when it was now, what is the emphasis? What is the ministry of Haggai? It is dressing.
Dressing Esther.
It is dressing the queen.
The queen.
Because he knows what the mind of
Hallelujah.
Emphasis amen is amen. On dressing.
Mm.
And when we say dressing here, we're not talking about painting and this.
It goes
beyond that. We're talking about your appearance before God.
Mm.
And it's a spiritual appearance because it is a work that is done spiritually that reflects outside.
Hallelujah.
You know, we can't, the emphasis is not outside, it's inside, because when the inside is well worked on, it will reflect outside.
Amen.
And the outside is a reflection of how you are dressed inside.
Okay. Amen and amen.
So, now you notice that the Bible says when it was time, which verse is that, chapter 2?
Verse 13.
Yes. Mm. Maybe from verse 12.
Okay. Now, when every maid's turn was coming to go to King Ahasuerus.
When every maid. We shall give account to.
Amen.
What we are doing. There is the owner of the ministry, Jesus. The owner of the ministry is not your geo.
That's right.
It's not your archbishop. It's not the pope.
Mm.
Okay. The owner of the ministry, there is proving time.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Now, when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus,
yes,
after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women,
yes,
for so were the days of their purifications accomplished,
yes,
to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors, mm-hmm, and with other things for the purifying of the women. Then thus came every maiden unto the king.
Uh-huh.
Whatsoever she desired was given her.
Whatsoever, take note. Whatsoever she desired,
mm,
she desired. You can imagine.
Mm.
It was given to her.
Was given her to go with her, yes, out of the house of the women.
To where?
Unto the king's house.
Unto the king's house for inspection.
In the evening she went.
She will go there in the evening.
And on the morrow, she returned into the second house of the women.
For a fellowship with the king, for inspection.
Mm.
Uh-huh. In the morning, what happened?
She returned into the second house of the women,
uh-huh,
to the custody of Shahazgad.
There is a ministry called Shahazgad ministry. What is his job?
The king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines.
They are the ones. That means if you go there, that means you are not qualified to be the queen.
That's right.
But it will not cast you away.
Mm. Amen and amen.
The denominationals. Oh, I don't know how the bride of Jesus Christ will hear me and
hallelujah,
know what the end time message is. Mm. Come out of her, my people.
Amen.
That is the message.
Mm.
You'll be handed over to Ashashgaz, and they are nothing but they are all reapers.
Mm.
They are the blinding angels. They are the ministry for the tares.
Mm.
They are the ministry for delusion.
Mm.
They are the keepers of the concubines of Jesus Christ. Because mm, they are calling Jesus. They are also telling you we are married to Jesus. And Charles Gaz is appointed by king.
Mm.
So they are servants of God.
Mm.
With all the signs, with all the power, all the anointing, enough to keep those concubines taken care of. But concerning coming in the rapture to be in the palace, see the condition. Verse 15.
Mm-hmm. Verse 15. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai,
listen very well, yes,
who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king,
yes,
she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, mm-hmm, the keeper of the women, appointed.
Uh-huh.
And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her.
Mm-hmm.
So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house royal in the 10th month, mm-hmm, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women.
What qualified her? She did not ask for what she wants.
Mm.
It is what the chamberlain gave her. She submitted herself to be dressed.
Mm.
Not by what she wants, but what the chamberlain gave her to dress with.
Amen.
That is the fivefold ministry.
Hallelujah.
That is, you can see the emphasis on dressing.
Mm.
Now, this same parable, this same setting is given to us in parable Matthew 22.
Matthew 22.
Yes, from verse 1.
And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son,
mm-hmm,
and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding,
mm-hmm,
and they would not come.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, mm-hmm, and all things are ready.
Yes.
Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways,
mm-hmm,
one to his farm, another to his merchandise.
Uh-huh.
And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. He said, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers, mm-hmm, and burned up their city.
Burned up their cities. Now, note from verse 8.
Then said he to his servants.
Burned up their city, not cities.
Their city, yes, sir.
Which city is that?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. When did that take place?
AD 70.
AD 70. So this is the story of Israel rejecting the feast that the king Jesus had made.
Mm.
Calling his wife, they rejected it.
Vashti. Now, hallelujah.
Now, you see now verse 8.
Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Go ye therefore into the highways.
That is why they came to the Gentiles.
Mm.
The gospel came to the Gentiles, as we saw in Acts chapter 13. Yes.
And as many as ye shall find, be to the marriage.
Uh-huh.
So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found,
both
bad and good.
and good.
And the wedding was furnished with guests.
Mm-hmm.
And when the king came in to see the guests.
Now inspection. You can see inspection.
Mm. He saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment.
So dressing is important.
Mm.
The emphasis here is dressing is important. I love the way he concluded that parable.
And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless.
Why was he speechless? He was speechless because a guy must have been saying, allow me dress you. But you say no. He said, this is how I want to appear before my God. Okay. If that is why we say, if you refuse the perfecting ministry that started with the ministry of William Branham, I say you are lost and lost forever. You can never go in the rapture in this age. For this is God's standard for righteousness.
Amen.
Now, what did he say? Verse 13.
Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
You see, now verse 14.
For many are called.
Many are called. See, churches everywhere.
But few are chosen.
Few are elect.
Hallelujah.
That is what is going on now. The separation process is going on now. The perfecting ministry is going on now. And that is the reason why we are hosting this minister's conference.
Hallelujah.
We hope that we'll come and let those in the fivefold ministry know what is God's requirement and how you should dress the bride to get us ready for the rapture.
Amen. Esther, let me just ask a question again. So, well, you still maintain that there are three pools.
Yes.
But the fourth stage occurs in the third pool.
Exactly.
So it's right to say there are only three pools.
There are three pools.
Okay.
There are three pools.
Yes, sir. Okay. I wanted that there to be three established.
It is after the third pool that...
Or in the third pool.
It is in the third pool, I mean to say, that the work of perfection takes place.
Separation and perfection.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. But if I may ask you, sir, what pool are we in now?
Right now, we are in the third pool.
We are in the third pool.
We are in that seventh parable of where we read earlier, verse 47 of Matthew. 13.
Okay, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net,
yes,
that was cast into the sea,
yes,
and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore, and sat down, and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away.
So that is a separation process, which take place under the third pool.
So we are in the third pool, but the fourth stage, yes, of the corn plant growth.
Exactly.
Okay.
And for my brethren, who supposedly are followers of this one, William Branham, I'm bringing quotes that William Branham spoke about the future date of seven thunder and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am bringing mine from the Bible. So
hallelujah.
You see which one is more biblical, more scriptural.
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you so very, very much, sir. The pools, very interesting. The process by which Christ comes to collect his own.
Exactly.
It's what we call the pool.
Yes.
And the third pool is the revelation of the word. That's for the individual.
You know, we our scripture during our Ask Your Pastor program has always been 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Don't lose sight of that admonishment from Apostle Paul.
2 Timothy 2:15 says,
yes,
study to show thyself approved unto God.
Yes.
A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
Mm.
You know, William Branham said this. William Branham, he also said this here again. But what saith the Bible? That is, study to show thyself approved unto God. Verse 16, what does it say?
But shun profane and vain babblings.
They are, you know,
for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
They are type.
And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Emmanuel and Philetus.
What were they saying?
Who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already.
Because they were not rightly dividing the word of truth. So they thought a resurrection is past
already.
Already, like Dr. Eber Damina, if you would rightly divide the word of truth, you will see that water baptism is still relevant and it has not expired. It's part of salvation process. It's part of the process of justification.
Hallelujah.
It's part of the pool. process for the pool.
Amen.
And your sins are not remitted, you will never go to heaven.
Hallelujah.
And then the celebration of the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, which is the payment for the price for our redemption, and the ordinance demonstrated by the ordinance of communion and also feet washing, it has not expired. It will go on till Jesus comes to take us home.
Amen.
If you rightly divide the word of truth.
Amen.
And for the end-time believers, if you rightly divide the word of truth, Revelation 10:7, you will never apply it to William Branham in any way. In any way.
Amen.
And
amen.
If you rightly divide the word of truth and take a look at Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, you will never apply it to William Branham.
Amen.
Never, because these scriptures are strictly for Israel.
Amen.
They are strictly for Israel.
Amen. And amen.
Malachi 4. It is, and that is fulfilled. I will see it in the scripture, you know.
Revelation 11.
Yes. And if you divide, rightly divide the word of truth, you will then see that the rapture takes place under the third seal, not the fourth seal.
Hallelujah.
And
amen.
That therefore the symbol of our faith in this age, the beast that says, come and see, is not the flying eagle.
Amen.
For the flying eagle is the prophetic ministry of Moses and Elijah that will begin the fourth seal.
Amen.
When it's open, that's what you see. There's a standard that counters that spirit of deceit depicted by the pale horse rider.
Amen.
And that is talking about the covenant of that the Antichrist enters with the Jews.
Israel. That's right.
In the last week of Daniel, when the revival that John saw in John chapter 10 verse 11, that revival is the Jewish revival.
Amen.
That's nothing
Amen.
To do with the Gentiles. And then if you rightly divide the word of truth, you will see also that the seventh thunder has nothing to do with us. It
Amen.
Is for the dead. Rightly divide the word of truth.
Hallelujah.
Church, come back to the Bible.
Amen
and
amen.
Stop this parrot-like presentation. And you see, there's no life in it. Because I'm saying this one now, they are hating me. They are calling me all manner of names and everything like that. You know, no. I know you think I'm punching your theology. That's why every denomination, that is their threat. You have denominated. That is why. But I'm not preaching to anybody, everybody. William Branham said his ministry is not for everybody. I believe that.
Hallelujah.
And those that God is giving me this revelation for, they will hear it.
Amen.
And there's a reason why God reserved this to this end time.
Amen.
Because of this timely technology.
Amen.
That the bride of Jesus Christ can hear it worldwide.
Amen.
And this program is designed to let us come back to the Bible and find our bearing.
Amen.
The ancient landmark.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. Before we round off, let me summarize again. Salvation is a process whereby God comes down to harvest his own from the earth.
Yes.
And then for the individual, you said there are three pools.
Yes.
Justification, sanctification, and glorification.
Yes.
So that is the Holy Ghost baptism. Mm. Then for every monumental ministries also, like
exactly.
that of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
We have three pools also. The healing and deliverance, which you call the first pool. Mm. Then it advances to the discernment.
Yes.
Prophecy, which you call the second pool.
Yes.
And then the third pool that catches the remember, the revelation of the word of God.
But do you know, sorry, it may not be transgression, and it's not a boast, but I can tell you that has been the pattern of this ministry.
Amen.
When this church started, it was anointing, gift. The attraction of the people to this place were the gift. Healing, small word of knowledge, small, you know. Then all of it, healing, real healing. You know, I was sharing with you off camera earlier today. I said, we're in such a way that if you were just sick, you entered among God, you just received healing.
Hallelujah.
So people were announcing the ministry everywhere, but come to Mafuluku, you will see something. Then the thing graduated before we know what the prophetic anointing. You can see the estate that the prophetic is.
Amen.
Now. The prophetic grace now has gone higher in the ministry. And you can see we now know if you want to see a prophet go to Bride Assembly, you know it.
Certainly.
You know, they have that has been confirmed till all of us are amazed what is happening, including those of them operating that gift too. They are amazed what is happening. I'm talking of discernment now. Then all of a sudden, something happened, and we are now looking at the world again.
Amen.
And we are digging deeper and deeper. And even us, we are surprised at the depth of this revelation that we have.
Amen.
So that is exactly evidence of a true ministry.
Amen.
These three points will be there.
Amen.
Yes.
Then for the church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the church corporate, we have three pools also, because he says the process by which he comes to take his own from the earth.
Exactly.
The three pools starts with justification, the first pool under the ministry of Martin Luther.
The second from pool, the dark ages.
From the dark ages. Yes. Thank you, sir.
And that is the shout.
Amen.
The shout is the message for the pool.
Mm.
That is the pool, the shout.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Of 1 Thessalonians 4:16, the Lord himself, the rapture begins with a shout.
In the pools.
Yes, and that is the pools. When he finished that, then the seven thunders.
Hallelujah.
Which is the voice of the archangel, Revelation chapter 10, verses 1 to 6.
Mm.
And that archangel is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And then he speaks, and then seven thunders utter their voices.
Amen.
It is not for the living, therefore John was not permitted to write it. The ministry then goes to the region of the dead for the pool to continue.
Mm.
For the dead in Christ.
Mm.
There's a message that we hear.
So the shout also has three pools.
The pool is the shout.
The pool is the shout.
Yes.
But the process of the rapture also has three pools.
That is the shout.
The shout. No, I mean the full process of the rapture.
The full process that will finally go home. Three.
Shout
the voice archangel of the archangel and the trump of God.
Wow. These three keeps running.
I remember that the three keeps running even in his revelation of the Godhead.
Mm.
Is the Father above us, in the Son,
so
and now in us as the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Well, what is significant about this number three, sir?
Three is God's number for perfection.
Mm.
Okay. Three, then you are perfected.
Hmm.
And that is why it is ending with perfecting ministry.
Okay, so let me take the pools again. So our pastor has categorized the pools in different categories. The first being the individual, the process by which God pulls you out of the world unto himself. Three pools: justification, sanctification, Holy Ghost, baptism. The second is for the monumental ministry, for every true ministry, as our pastor put it. Also three pools: the healing and deliverance, the discernment, and the word of God. Then the third pool is for the church corporates. That's the shout coming out of the dark ages. It's also in three pools. The ministry of Martin Luther, the justification, followed by sanctification, ministry of John Wesley, and then the third pool, glorification, Holy Ghost baptism, ministry of William Seymour. But in this third pool of the church corporates, there is the fourth stage that occurs in the third pool. That is the ministry of William Branham and the fivefold ministry generally, beginning with the ministry of William Branham. And then the process of the rapture also, the shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God is also in three pools. Thank you so much, sir. This is a very, very interesting topic.
There is something that is just coming to my mind now.
Yes, sir.
You remember where the Lord Jesus Christ said, one will be, two will be in the field, one will be taken off.
Yeah, Luke 17.
Luke
17.
Now, there is something there.
Yes,
that,
sir.
You know, why this scripture came to my mind is because, now, you would hear this teaching in any Bible college.
Mm.
You won't hear this teaching in any school of theology.
Hmm.
You won't.
Hmm.
Now, see what he said. Because a lot of people don't understand from verse 34.
Luke 17 from verse 34.
Yes.
I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left.
Yes.
Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Mm-hmm.
Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left.
Now, if you read this, you would think that the day of rapture, two people, one will go, and leave the other.
Yes, sir. Some people have interpreted
and
it.
And then, so two people cannot all go in the rapture at the same time, maybe.
Mm.
Where there are two people, only one will go, one will not stay. You know, the Lord Jesus dropped these things And except he gives you understanding, you will not. Now see the understanding, verse 37.
And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them,
see the answer.
Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together.
That is where it is. Now, what he's saying here is this. You know, this revelation, when this, I mean, the revelation of the rapture, it's not going to be a group thing. Some will see it and some will not see it. You are together. One will catch this revelation, the other may not catch it. But now, how will you know he has not caught it? When he says that there will be two men in one bed, the one shall be taken, the other shall be left. Taken to where? Moving in revelation. One will catch it and move on, the other one will not catch it.
Hallelujah.
That is why he said what? Wheresoever the body is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Where the fresh kill is, that is where the eagles will gather.
Amen.
This is how he put it also. The coming of the Lord is be as the light, lightning from the east.
And shineth unto the west.
To the west. As the light is moving, the word of God, the light of the word of God is moving. You will be moving with it. If you don't move, you remain in darkness.
Amen.
It is a revelation.
Hallelujah.
You don't know why God brought you to us.
Amen and amen.
You don't know why you are hearing the things we are hearing now. It is the time to trim your lamp.
Hallelujah.
Because when the response to the shout, the response to the midnight cry is the trimming of the lamp.
Amen.
The revelation. And we are not raising another denomination. We are not headquartered, and me here, the general overseer of anybody, I am not. I'm responsible to my listeners.
Amen.
Wherever you are, respond appropriately according to our teaching.
Hallelujah.
One of these days, you will find it is too late.
Amen.
This technology, you will not hear me again. Neither will you hear anybody there again, because we will be gone.
Amen.
And then there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Stop religion. Stop all this quote. Be realistic. Be sincere. Stop all this idolatry and seek truth.
Amen.
And if what we are saying is proved by the scripture, drop your religion.
Amen.
It is for your sake.
Amen.
And God will help you. Where the carcass is, there the eagles
will be gathered together. Thank you so very much, sir. More grace, more abundance of revelation to you. A big thank you to all the sponsors of Bright TV. You are in partnership with our Lord Jesus Christ because you are not wasting the seed. You can see through this channel, the truth of the gospel is going far the whole world. God bless you. Until we meet again, we say keep watching the Bright TV. Shalom.